With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson very concerned about the International Criminal Court arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson says the United States needs to take a firm stand against this action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump filling key posts in his second administration, and it's shaping up much differently than his first.
Matt Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute tells the Salem Radio Network about the new approach the president-elect has toward assembling a new cabinet.
He had some trouble with some of the agencies in his first administration, in particular the security agencies, DOJ, FBI, DOD, and this time he wants to put in people that he trusts.
Continetti says Mr. Trump is prioritizing loyalists for top jobs.
This time, he wants to put in people that he trusts, people who have also had adverse experiences with those agencies, and he wants to exert his control over them.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senate leaders have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by upcoming President Donald Trump. Veteran game show host Chuck Woolery has died. Chuck Woolery was 83. This is SRN News. Christmas stamps are here.
And once again, the Postal Service has opted to make reference to the real reason for the season. Amongst its 2024 Christmas offerings is a stamp depicting the infant Jesus in the arms of his mother. It is a copy of a Madonna and Child painting rendered in the 1600s by Italian artist Giovanni Battista Salvi and is currently held by the St. Louis Art Museum. Postal Service spokesman Sheila Holman says the stamp is, quote, a beautiful reminder of the season's roots. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attacks on Christians in Turkey have spiked. International Christian Concern says the number of hate crimes perpetrated on believers more than doubled from 2021 to last year. The ICC report adds the crimes include property damage, harassment, and violence, and the true number of hate crimes is likely much higher than what has been presented due to the victim's fear of reporting. This is SRN News. Listeria outbreak tied to Yushang Foods leaves an unborn baby dead and 10 people sick.
The CDC says a California woman who was pregnant with twins is among at least 10 people sickened by listeria across several states. Both of her unborn twins died, one testing positive for listeria, which public health officials are linking to a recall of Yushang Food ready-to-eat meat and poultry products that include chicken feet, duck neck, and pork hock feet and tongue. Yushang has recalled more than 72,000 pounds of product. Listeria infections can take days or weeks to cause symptoms. I'm Julie Walker.
Fred Harris, a former U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, a presidential hopeful and populist who championed the Democratic Party reforms in the 1960s, has died. Fred Harris was 94. More details at SRNnews.com.